There was a pastor who went to a mall and saw one of his parishioners who had not been to church for many months. So he said, "I've not seen you in church for many months." And the guy said, "Pastor, Father, I don't want to go to church anymore. The church is full of hypocrites." The pastor smiled and said, "Well, there's still room for one more." One more hypocrite. Why did I say that? Because in our gospel today, especially in verse 42, Jesus said, "Why do you try to take the splinter of your brother's eye, and yet you don't see the beam in your own eye, the wooden beam in your own eye?" That's hypocrisy. That's really hypocrisy. But today, let me lead you how this gospel tells us the way of discipleship. And I'll explain. You see, the way to discipleship is ad intra and ad extra, which means from within and from without, from outside. Intra is this Latin word for inside, within. Extra is outside. That's how discipleship works, from within and from without. The Greek word for to guide is odogein, which is the infinitive word for to guide, odogein. To guide, to show the way, to lead. To lead. But how can you lead blind person? How can a blind person lead another blind person? They will certainly fall. They will certainly stumble. When Jesus said, "How can a blind person guide another blind person?" He's speaking actually of our spiritual life, interior life. The deeper meaning of the text is when you do not know your interior life, when you do not know your spiritual life, you will never be able to read the spiritual life of others, and you will not be able to guide them. This is always the dilemma, and this is always the cry of many parents. Why can I not lead my family back to God, back to the church? It goes back to us. Remember, discipleship is a way, ad intra and ad extra. Before you go ad extra, you should go first into the inner life. How is my relationship with God? Do I communicate with God? Mission is always the fruit of relationship and communion. You want to be in a mission for your children who are away from the church? Then start nourishing the inner life, our spiritual life. Start that deep relationship with God. Our problem in the Catholic Church is we have abandoned the life of the Spirit. We have abandoned the life of the interior life. And we have been drawn towards the new era that says only the Buddhists can do it. Only the Zen can do it. But that's not true. We have the fullness of the mystery of God's life. God's life. But in order to enter into that mystery of God's life, then we have to nourish first a relationship. Discipleship happens only when there is relationship with God. You see, Sirach said in our first reading, in Sirach 27 verse 7. He said, withhold your praise before you hear what the person says. Withhold your praise before you hear what the person is saying. This is so much connected to our theme today, the way, the discipleship. How do you know an interior life of a person? From what is coming from his mouth. That is why the prophet Sirach said, before you make praise of a person, hear first what he has to say. When you notice yourself constantly complaining, constantly judging, constantly grumbling, constantly blaspheming, constantly criticizing, that speaks a lot of what is inside. That speaks a lot of what is fortified. Our gospel today in Luke chapter 6 verse 45, the last verse says, ex abundantia cordis os loquitur. From the abundance of the heart, cordis, the mouth speaks. The mouth speaks. What is in the heart will always be reflected on what we say. And that is why that is the way to examine interior life. Examine your speech, our speech. Examine our disposition. Do we constantly complain? Do we constantly criticize? Do we many times fail to see and affirm the goodness of others, the good things that is happening? Do we sometimes withhold praise and adulation for others? Developing an interior life ad intra is relationship. The way to discipleship is first through relationship. Second and last point. The way to discipleship, if we're going to copy somebody's way, let us copy the way of the Lord. Right? If you're going to copy, if you're going to imitate the best, the original, that says in its trademark a little circle and an O, which means original. And that's the best. That is why the way to discipleship is simply imitating the way of Christ. The way of Christ. But many times we have difficulty are not imitating the way of Christ. Why? Because our ways are not God's ways. Not God's ways. You see, I've said earlier at the beginning, the infinitive word used in our gospel today in Greek is odogein, to guide. But do you know the basis of that odogein? The basis of that is the noun odos. In Greek, we pronounce it hodos. Hodos means the way. The way. And that is why our theme for today is the way. The way. The way of becoming a disciple is ad intra, through a relationship with God. The way of nourishing that relationship is through constant communion with God in prayer. And the Mass, as I've said this morning, is the highest form of prayer. You encounter God two times in the Word, the powerful Word. In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word is God, John chapter 1, verse 1. It's not a symbolism of God. It's not a representation of God. It's not a analogy and a parallel of God. It is God. It is God. That's powerful. When you listen to the word, even without my homily, that is powerful. That should be efficacious in itself. This morning, somebody said, Father, I have not seen anyone yet coming out of the mass and say, wow, what a powerful first reading. What they remember is the homily of the Lord. If you constantly only do that, and you only remember the homily of Father Bing and Father Noel, and don't even remember the first reading, the Psalms, the second reading, and the gospel, then we have failed as your preacher. We have failed as the celebrant of the Mass. There is a principle in celebrating the Mass. It's called Ars Celebrandi, the way to celebrate the Mass, the art of celebrating the Mass. Udon. Why do we say it's udon? If you go back to John chapter 14, which is one of the famous gospel for funeral masses, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. And I will go there and prepare a place for you. If this is not true, then I would not go there and come back to you, so that where I am, you will be also. And Thomas said that famous word, Legein auto he Thomas. And Thomas said, Lord, where is the way? We do not know the way. We do not know the way. And Jesus replied in that famous John chapter 14, verse 6. The same introduction in Greek. Same introduction. Legein autos ho Jesus. Jesus, he said to Jesus said, Thomas, there is odus. Imi he odus. The word used there is odus. I am the way. I am the way. This is how you are going to become my disciple. Follow my way, because I am the way. Kai he aletheia, the truth and the truth. Kai e zoe and life. And life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. How do we follow God? How do we become disciples? By following the way of the Lord. We don't invent. We don't invent. We simply follow the way of the Lord. In this Mass, our prayer is very simple. Lord, help us to have an interior life within and from within. And help us to know your inner life, your interior life.